Time to write in a continuation of visit with Cookie and Helen. This says the 2nd December 71. Channel 2 right and continuation of visit with Cookie and Helen. This says the 2nd December 71. Channel 2 right and continuation of visit with Cookie and Helen. This says the 2nd December 71.
And his load was metal, and I believe it hit on those rocks and caused it to ignite in the fire. Mm-hmm. Because it was the bed, whatever it was, we couldn't tell what all was burning.
The floor of the bed burned out and everything, but the main part of the tractor part of the truck wasn't there. It wasn't hurt.
It didn't seem like just mostly the wood part, you know, what was wood. And this metal binding, I call it, looks like
it
what they use on the straps they use
on
packages and things.
It, you know.
Yeah.
They was
strung all over
burnt.
The edge of the, next to the hill.
Well, we of course, heard it by the snow. But other than that, other than that Wednesday night down here, the weather was just warm.
Oh, it was so pretty in Becker, West Virginia. We went off the turnpike in Becker. I think every little twig had snow on it. It was a wet snow.
Uh-huh.
It was just beautiful. And it was a big brick home. Big brick homes and big pines, you know, in front and all. So it was just so pretty. Well, from there on in to the higher elevations it was on.
Tell you, that rain going to set us up. We got a little rain. How much did we get?
Monday, wasn't it?
Yes, and a quarter, inch and a half. Now, this will take it up to a couple inches or so. And that's pretty good this time of year.
Yeah.
And I just hope it doesn't turn cold.
No, it won't. Evaporate.
Well, you see, the ground still warm. It's not been fresh. We ain't had no cold weather to cool the ground down, and the ground's still warm, and the moisture just gonna push that grass right on out.
It's gonna come in a hurry.
Yeah.
Well, oh yes, and ground's gonna work better too.
Yeah.
Dust is, when it's dusty on top, it's hard below, isn't it?
Yes, sure is. Yes, my fella.
It started raining about 3 this morning. A little bit after 3, maybe.
Mm-hmm. How much work yesterday?
I don't know. It was later than 3.
Pull my tractor up. I take the Ocala today.
This Thursday.
I'm going to get it back on next Tuesday.
You just have to be the timekeeper, won't you?
Well, I ain't gonna do very much of anything till I get back. Because they done told me, said, Cookie, you can't do that with the money mother crafting. Well, you ain't used to it. I said, don't tell me nothing. I know it.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, I've been waiting for you to show up. I'm about out of water.
What?
See that well down yonder won't work. And this little thing has just got so it rattles.
What, you mean the pump don't work?
It works. It looks like it's on its last go around.
And that pump back under don't work at all?
I paid $31 to get it repaired. And it sprung a leak down there, and it must have run 3 or 4 hours. And when I came back, it was stopped running. But it's wild, and it never was an account.
Well, in other words, it wasn't no good to start with.
Mm-mm.
Well, some.
And I've had it 6, 7 years.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. All right.
What?
Well, I've got one sitting over on the trailer. But by golly, I'll pump. And we'll put it on there.
Huh?
And we'll put it on there.
You know, their water system at home.
You can't take a chance on just one pump.
All right.
Well,
and this runs all the time. It knocks on every hour or so.
But it's waterlogged.
Well, it is.
You should drain it.
It needs bleeding. That would help a little bit.
No, we would get fixed up this weekend.
Sure would. I know when our pump gets waterlogged, I don't like to use it until it's...
This pump's been a good one, this red jacket thing. It's been a noisy booger, but it's been a good one.
Yeah.
But it's half a horse, not enough.
Well, how deep your well?
60.
Mm-hmm. I've only got a third on mine, it's 83.
Is this 60 out here? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's enough. Half enough. Of course, now that big pump, mine, it's half horse. And it'll go on there. And we can make it work.
I'd rather be without electricity than without water. If I had a choice, but you don't. I tell you, that water, you just got to have water.
You got animal case when you're out in the country,
though,
when you're out without electricity,
totally.
You are without water.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
know. I see you put your limousine up on the front row with the rest of them.
Yes, sir.
Proud
yes,
of
sir.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, I got some fertilizer put out. I don't know. Oh, I was waiting for it to rain to put it out. You said it would burn it. So now I've got to wait till it dries. It's too wet out there now. Down in that low country. We don't want it to rain too much down there, do we?
No. Huh?
It's floating away.
No more than we got to go there. Heck, we can throw that out by hand if we have to. Yeah, we can go
right
out behind.
I remember old Ben Wright was down there one time. He said, yes, he had farmed all over that country. And he said the last, it was cabbage crop he had in there. He said the rain got it. So it's not the first time.
Oh, yeah, I looked down there and, you know, the biggest surprise in the world to see it plaid, because I always think about where you all are plaid is being underwater.
Have you heard from Mammy?
Yes, she's just fine.
Have you heard from Mark?
Yes, he's been by, not too much, has he, guy?
No, he's getting independent. The last time was that Sunday afternoon.
Yeah?
Well, he was here after that,
yeah.
But that was the chief time. He came to see those horses, and he really saw them, didn't he?
Daddy said I never thought I'd see the plow, and them horses pull the plow on the table.
That was a nice occasion.
I said, well, Daddy does everything.
Not only cloud, but you got the picture.
That's what you didn't bring. That was the disc.
I didn't have room.
We didn't have room, did we?
I had to bring them apples.
He was going to bring a disc. And I never once thought of it until now.
Nah, I had forgot about that disc. But I brought me a double tree. I brought me a few things and I needed. I bought me some horseshoes.
Oh, you did?
Oh, really?
I'm forgotten about that.
Daddy gave me some horseshoes. Gave me a double tree. New one.
He went to an auction.
Oh, he did.
And I'll tell you what I bought.
And Grandpa went on Saturday night.
I bought an old-fashioned block plane that they used to plane lumber with, you know.
Yes.
$1.25.
Yeah.
And then Daddy gave him one.
Yeah, and then Grandpa Kogel gave me one to go with it.
That's all it was.
But I couldn't resist that plane going for a dollar bill. Boy, I couldn't do that. I said $0.25.
Got it.
No, he went to the auction trying to find a stove. We looked all over West Virginia for a wood stove.
I went to the stock station on Friday after I got there on Thursday, you know, me and Dad.
Oh, dear.
And if I'd had me a rack for my truck, I wouldn't have broke no apples back. Been no way. But I'd have brought me another horse.
Horse? Yeah, horse. I told Grandpa, I was so glad he didn't have a rack.
A workhorse. I'm telling you, it was just a picture of baby.
Is that right?
Just a picture of baby.
Let me turn. I don't want to be uninterested in your workhorse. But, James is falling apart. You see the Ruby's restaurant over there changed hands. And ever since anybody can remember, since Jane worked over there, he used Beatty's truck.
Yeah.
He practically brought his family up in that truck. When I came down here, he moved my stuff. He moved stuff for me in that truck, Beatty's truck.
Yeah.
Not the same one. He'd wear them out and get new ones. The truck was wore out when Beatty sold out. So he gave him his station wagon.
Yeah.
It was old, but it was all right. And I will miss your help.
No, this is fine. I need to take it off so when I go out I can tell I had it on.
He can't keep it up. And it ain't running half the time. So he uses the latest car over there to pick up the cooks. She won't turn it over to him to use the countryside. Well, they got no more hauling, no more transportation. Miss Bessie had to put in a kerosene stove. Couldn't get any wood. Miss Daisy, her son brought her a little jag of wood, but more than likely he won't do it next time. And they got all sorts of things like that. And you know, I don't know how they make such a ceremony over such a little bit of effort. As many trees as there are in the country, and as little effort as it takes to cut one up, they can't cut them.
Here I want a stove and can't find one to fill.
Yeah.
We got the wood, but we can't find a stove without buying a new one.
What size you want? A little heater?
Yeah.
I want just a little long with two burners on top.
Yeah, but you want cast iron. You don't want the metal.
I want cast
iron.
Well, Ben got his from Johnny Palmer, and he got it 4 or 5 years ago, and paid him $35 then. But it's a pretty good stove for that.
They're $59 now.
Yeah.
Thing of it is, he could just get us one. They're $49.95 in Sears catalog.
And you know, Sears, it's coming around now to where Sears is higher.
Oh, yes. But, I mean, you'd have to go into the store and order, and you'd have to pay the freight charges, I mean, the shipping charges, just like you'd send an order.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It wouldn't be all the same difference. I said, if we could get one down here, if I did have to get a new one, I still can save in the long run.
You don't need an electric saw, power saw, pie saw. All you need is a cross cut saw with somebody on the other end.
Well, Leo can get
it. And it goes just like it don't take out no time to cut that stuff.
No, and
it don't take any time
at
to
the
cut
university.
Through a log.
We can get.
I can get
wood
at the university, but just by hauling it all.
For the, you know, tree trimmers and so forth.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And you just bring a load in, you know.
I've got a good axe, and I've got a good cross-cut saw, and I've got a good man on the other end of it.
Well, I know
and
how
I
to use either
man,
one.
I bar any man to stand up with me on a cross-cut saw.
Well, you can cut a couple of hours on Saturday morning and have enough supply the whole country.
Well, I used, we lived in Matilda.
And I don't understand why they are
soft wood.
So
salt, Frank, help me salt.
Useless.
They're lazy.
They
want somebody to hand it to them on a silver
they
plate.
They can't get around to doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, I told Faye, once, if I ever make a move down there, you see, offer to get them something, then Buddy he, and the rest of them, they wouldn't touch it.
No,
mm-hmm.
You done got yourself in for a lifetime.
You got it. They'll stand back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's me. If I go down there and fix your car
one time,
I'm stuck for the rest of my life.
You are stuck. They'll be waiting for you.
Well, if I can just find a stove, I can keep the field. I know how to use a saw, and I know how to use an axe. I've done too much of it.
Behind the, you see behind the saw and say, just tell them you know a fellow there who got some and he'll send it over there. You can get some of this. You have to lie. I mean, you can't admit you can't tell the truth or anything like that. Come up there, put some over here and let them see it and somebody want a little bit. I'd say, doing that, and she was running up her account over there at Mr. Price's store. And I was over there one day, and he says, do you think Miss Bessie's health is all right? She's running up her account. She owed nearly $100. That's too much, according to her health. And she was tidying up, and she was just letting everybody hold the bills. But you see, the trouble is, once you do it,
that's it, just one time.
Just one time. Don't whisper, Faye, go on talk.
It's just that the health food.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Well, we had wondered what in the world happened to you, and
uh-huh.
I said to Faye, I'll call over. I said, you know, he's calling. Half the family has run off the bridge. There's enough left to send us word, so we just sitting back waiting for him.
Snowbound. We figured you might get snowbound.
Let's see, when was that?
We didn't get back until, well, it was Monday night at 11.
Well, what was that?
And I was so tired.
Yeah.
What was that weather up there? Did you get 20 inches of snow? They said it at Elkhorn, West Virginia, there was 20
Elkhorn.
Inches of snow.
Elkhorn, that's
Elkhorn.
Right. There was, yes, sir, because there's men trapped in the woods deer hunting, and when we left up there, there's one man they
still
hadn't
found.
Arnold Wright from Spencer, West Virginia.
They still hadn't found. They had found all the other men, and this man, this one came in, and it was his daddy, the boy.
The boy came in,
but
and
they
his
hadn't
daddy
found his dad.
Was still back in the mountain somewhere. They didn't know where he was at. They were searching for him with helicopters, road graders.
See, Elkhorn's just way up in the mountains.
tractor,
way up in
anything they can get in the woods with.
See, that's
there.
Right, your hunting area. Up around Elkins is usually where the big hunters go.
Uh-huh.
And it gets deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like we went to Elkins one
time
on Thanksgiving Day. It was on Thanksgiving Day.
Blacktop Mountain, there's 14 inches of snow.
I know we left home that morning and it wasn't cold at all, and we run in the snow.
Is that right?
Down where you all are, you didn't get much?
No, they didn't have much.
Well, now, over Clay, if we come through Clay, there's about 5 inches.
Well, that isn't much.
That's a whole lot when you ain't used to none.
I know,
yeah.
But if you remember back in 1950, on Thanksgiving Day, we were snowbound.
That's right.
Leo was supposed to come home. We're home for dinner. He went into the service in December, wasn't it? And he was to come over home for Thanksgiving dinner. And I baked two big chickens. And Daddy had just bought a bushel of turnips. We hadn't had all the potatoes dug yet. And we got up Thanksgiving morning and snow was yay deep. How many inches?
42 inches.
What?
He couldn't even get out on the horse.
42 inches.
We had to carry, and we had to dig our way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been fine. We had to dig our way to the well. We couldn't even get the car out. We a week.
I started riding old Babe, these horses' mama. I never got a half a mile from home. And it was 13 miles from home over the first few weeks.
No, you just couldn't move. It was that way for a week.
Yeah.
And about 3 or 4 days, the people up the creek, they finally got a path mate, you know. And they came down and crossed the river. And Daddy went with them. They walked about a mile down the road to the store. We were snowbound. That was 1950.
42 inches. Fell overnight.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of that.
And I told Mother, I said, it's a good thing he didn't come. We ate the chicken. We had it for a week. I mean, till it run out.
We
ate turnips for a week. We didn't have all the potatoes dug.
We had our sheep back out in what we call the sheep field. And they were strung all over that hillside. 50 acres. Them sheep was everywhere. And it took us 3 days to get all of our sheep together.
You just can't do anything in snow.
3 days. What year was that?
1950.
Thanksgiving Day. You just can't do anything in weather that deep. I mean, we had to carry our drinking water in, you know, and had to go on carrying it up over the snow.
I went to the Army December 11th, 1950.
Well, I remember Uncle Fred came to work, and I can see him yet. He's about my height. He come holding his lunch pail up.
He what?
Had to hold his lunch pail up. He couldn't even put it down. His arm wouldn't go down in the snow. He had to carry it up.
Why, hell?
And he had drug 3 miles. He had drug through that snow to work.
Give out.
Walked. He walked to work that morning. I can see him yet coming up the railroad track.
That totally.
Holding his lunch pail up.
I went to the Army, took my basic training in Fort Knox, Kentucky. I come back home, got home on April the 26th. No, March the 26th. March the 26th. Got home for, supposed to be home for 30 days.
That's the year they fired MacArthur.
And
called
when
all
they
them
fired
back.
General Douglas MacArthur, the next day they called me back early.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Helen were supposed to be married on Friday night. 8 o'clock, and I had to leave on the 5 o'clock bus.
Yeah. That was.
I had to leave on the 5 o'clock bus.
They didn't get married that year.
Not that year. So you were gone 11 months and
13 months and 11 days. 11 months and 13 days.
11 months and 13 days.
And I came back.
Backwards.
I came back home. I went to Coria. I went back to Fort Knox, Kentucky. And they gave me all of my shots right there in Fort Knox. They put me on a train and sent me to Fort Lewis, Washington. They gave me 2 shots when I got to Fort Lewis. As I went through the building. And they went right on the right.
You
right
didn't
on the
need
road.
To stop.
No.
He just walked us down.
I wasn't in Fort Lewis, Washington 3 hours.
They can move.
Yeah. And I went right on the ship, and we pulled out of harbor at 11 o'clock that night.
At that time.
And we set sail, and I landed in Sasebo, Japan, on my birthday, May the 15th.
And they gave you shore leave, and you went out and you celebrated.
No, they didn't give me no shore leave. They put me on a cattle car and sent me to Korea.
Give him another,
just
give him a going.
That was
shortly,
wasn't it?
That was shortly. They put me on a cattle car and sent me to Osaka, Japan. Put me on a plane then and flew me out and dropped the plane landed on a transport and we went and down in the bottom of that transport and stood in there like cows. And they took us 2 days to get to Korea. It took us, we got out off of a boat in what was the name of that place there in Korea? Anyway, they took us off of the, we got off the boat there and ate some sea rations, give us a package of sea rations and a pack of cigarettes. And put us on a truck and shuttled us to Seoul, Korea. All of them. A whole lot. I mean, they were trucks lined up for 40 miles, looked like. We all got out there and like froze to death. It was cold. And it was cold down May.
Yeah, way up there.
Yeah. And heck, we didn't have nothing on but our fatigues. That's all we had on. No clothes, because we'd all throw them overboard. Wasn't carrying any packs, huh?
Why?
No, we didn't carry no packs. Heck, we throwed them, I'll tell it now, we throwed our clothes away and bought moonshine whiskey in the States.
Yeah?
Yeah. Heck, we still had moonshine whiskey when we got in Korea.
Oh, you took a 5 gallon can.
I took 5 gallon moonshine whiskey with me from Houston, Texas. Me and Kenneth Scott and Glenn Davis and Earl Hurdle.
Well, I hope it was all right.
It was good stuff. Of course, it kept us out of KP from the time we left Fort Lewis, Washington, until we got to Korea. And then I didn't have to pull no KP.
You
was
past that over there.
Yeah.
Kept you warm, too. You knew that was fatigued.
That's all we had in a duffel bag. Moonshine whiskey. Oh, we had a ball.
But there's no compensations at all in Korea.
None whatsoever.
And that moonshine, you couldn't replenish.
No, no. No, we couldn't even get beer to chase it with.
Yeah. It's just raw country.
Raw country and raw whiskey. But I'm going to tell you, though, old Lieutenant Brannon, when he found out that we all had moonshine whiskey, by golly.
Oh, did he start trading that for clothes again?
No. No, we give it to. We went to the company commander's quarters. That's where we stayed. We eat like kings. Sure did. We eat like kings. Of course, you see, the company commanders, they get special food. The privates and the troops, they get what's left over.
They don't even get what's left over. They just get that other old stuff, don't they?
Most of the time. Me and Kenneth Scott, Glenn Davis, and Earl Hurdle.
You couldn't even get rich playing poker in Korea, could you?
Darn, no. There wasn't no money over there. I sent all my money home to Daddy.
Yeah.
I made Daddy an allotment. I sent all my money home.
You didn't have any PXs to
no.
Chisel out of stuff.
No.
They just hadn't civilized that place, had they?
No, well, that wasn't war. United States wouldn't even send us smoking tobacco.
And you see, these fellows from Vietnam, they had everything over there.
Yeah. Helen sent me smoking tobacco. Didn't you? She sent me smoking tobacco.
Yeah.
I couldn't get no smoking tobacco. And the cigarette you got was so dusty, so old,
yeah,
and it'd been wet and everything. I mean, they wasn't fit to smoke.
Been in them old warehouses?
Yeah, for goodness knows how long. And Helen sent me some good smoking tobacco, and well, I could sell that stuff for $5 a pack. This is fast. I wouldn't sell it, no. I'll smoke that myself.
Well,
sometimes I'd get as high as 30 letters in one day. I'd go for a month and I'd get a letter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Get them all at one time. Of course, he wrote me a letter every day.
And you didn't ever, you never, it never, never occurred to you that one of these days you'd be buying little old Japanese cars to run around there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to patronize them fellas over there, because I ain't going to buy them all.
Yes, but you buy just about everything else with Japan on it. They're just about, the stores are loaded.
I still wouldn't.
No, I'm not going to buy them.
No, sir. They kept me knocking around the countryside for all that time. I wouldn't do it. There's the only thing I buy from them. And the only reason I buy that from them is the only dealers that got any sense, that's all they got.
Well?
Or else I wouldn't do that.
See, I think
is that full of marks on
May the 27th?
Is this just a thing full on design?
I was in the tank battalion of vehicle mechanics from May 27th to up in July. Then on September the 21st, they put me, by that time they put me in as a tank mechanic and retriever driver. September the 21st, they went on a task force. We had 121 men when we left the CP. When we got back 4 days later, we had 19 men. I was one of the lucky. Had 19 men in two tanks. We just almost got wiped out. Well, we didn't have enough men to keep Corey and coming in and surrounding them. He asked for 7 weeks there. 5 weeks,
she's
Helen.
Good, though,
Helen was it 5 or 7 weeks? She never heard from me.
I think it was 5 weeks, I believe. It was a long time. Is that when you were out on the water?
No. That's when I was behind him.
I know one time he was in a flood.
Was in a flood. That was in.
Couldn't swim.
No, that was in December before I came home.
12 hours, wasn't it? You're hanging on to a rope or hanging on to something?
Hanging on to a 30 caliber machine gun in the top of a tank turret. Out in the middle of the Wonder River.
Couldn't swim a lake, still can't. Poor place to be in a flood.
If they couldn't get to one way, they'd get to another.
I told Captain Hartman, I said, boy, I'm catching that tank by the table. Won't wait that water, it could be. Get in it, that's an order. What could I do?
get wet. You did.
And we out there, and so far, it's going just as smooth as you know it wants to go. That's all she wrote. I went in up over the tank, and the turret set up on top of that. Right out in the middle of that river. About 100 feet wide. And it was just pouring rain down. And the water was rising. 5 foot high and rising. And it just kept on raising up and raising up. I had to get up. And I got up on top of that tank turret and stood there. And when they brought the ropes over to get me out, and they got the ropes strung across the river and walked up the side, the engineer said that. There was about all 8 or 10 inches of the end of that 30 caliber machine gun sticking out of the water. And I was holding on.
The water was rising. That meant it was rising much current.
Plenty of current. I was just about to give out.
Hang on.
And they got that rope up to me. And I caught a hold of it. Got that little piece of rope where they had it tied in the middle of it. Got it and tied it around my waist. And held on to the rest of the rope. And they cut one end of it loose. Man, I hit the other side just like that. And the whole rescue squad was over to get me. And you know, from that day on, I never done a little work. Never done a little work from that day on.
You've done your part.
Yes, I've done it. That was in December.
Oh, we're going to have to go.
December. Yeah.
25 after now. I'm watching
December.
The clock.
And January, I didn't do nothing. And February the 19th. February the 18th, they come out and turn cook. Turn your bedding and clothes in the morning, you rotate tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's good. Old Forrest W. Wallace, he was my bookkeeper. He went up to the captain's tent. And they had a big little party that night. Never will forget.
Stag?
Never will forget. Poor old Dugan Kennedy. He was sergeant. And I was up sergeant. I was made sergeant if I'd have stayed. And Sergeant Russell.
They need some more tax on them. It's up curling up on them.
And old Corporal Conley, the drunk, he was in my company. We took basic training together. Went over there together. But we didn't come back together. A lot of the men I went to basic training with went overseas together within my company. We didn't come back together. Poor little old Johnny DeBacco. He was from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Tony Covello. Me and Tony Covello, we could be walking down the street and you couldn't tell us apart.
Oh,
he was in that tag. Did you help?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny didn't come back. Tony did. And Victor D. Wolfenberger from Redwood City, California was over there with me. He is now in El Paso, Texas. And if nothing happens, I'm going to go see Victor D. Wolfenberger in El Paso, Texas. It's been over 20 years since I saw him. But I bet he's the same old Victor.
This Sunday. Sunland's having their Christmas pageant. They usually have it during the week. But this year they're having it on Sunday afternoon. The first, they're going to show it at 1, and then the second time at 3. And three university students have been working with the music department. I don't know who they are. They didn't give a name. But
Karen, one of them, I think.
Three. No, she's going to give a party.
No, I said that.
They didn't give their names, but anyway, they've been working with
No, Dr. Clink from up at McClinton. She's working with the team.
There's three of them that have been working with this group, and there's, I had it written down because I couldn't remember. There are 22 cottages, patients from 22 cottages, and there's, I forget how many patients now, that are supposed to take part, and they're supposed to have the nativity scene and all this, you know. Now, I thought last year, I said, this makes you so ashamed of yourself, and you see, because they study, they learn all the sheep music and everything, and it's, a lot of it is, Miss Fussell, is it Linda Fussell or Betty Fussell, is the music director, and the minister retired, and they don't have a regular pastor to chapel, not yet, they haven't found one, but anyway, she always worked with him, and boy, they can sing.
Really?
The chapel was, but this year it's to be in the auditorium. Before, they've always had their Christmas program in the chapel. But it was so pretty. Everything decorated and just so.
Mm-hmm. They took pride in it.
Oh, yes. So I want to see this if I can. I'd like to go by three anyway. Maybe I can get a chance to go. Mm-hmm. But, because I know some are going to be in it. But it seemed like it's 220. I know there's 22 cottages.
How's the cows feet?
That sounds like an awful lot. But I forget how many.
Getting better.
Have to take time.
Yeah, they're all right. And this little grass just springing up all around here, they look like they're right in the middle of the summer still. They haven't let down at all.
Yeah, I guess.
Let me tell you.
Old Leo's oldest sister always wanted to come down during the holidays if the weather isn't too bad up there. And they're going to drive themselves.
You know, we can celebrate. I had my last meeting today with old Stinker.
Old Stinker?
Yes, sir.
Know it all.
Oh. You didn't ship him out, did you?
No, sir, but I had to silence him. Everything he said was stinky.
I don't know how he stood it.
Yes, sir. I never saw such a, what do they call it in Little Abner? What do they call it? People are disgusting, depressing. What is the word they use?
And I don't read Little Abner, so I don't
know. It's more disgusting. That's not the word. It's better word than that. If he ain't it, I never saw him. Revolting. And there was some more in there. Let me tell you. I have yet to get any of these fraternity boys that didn't have a crummy mind. It's just downright crummy. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. If there was, they wouldn't have been over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, that's my experience with them.
Yeah.
Now, you can point to the presidents of the corporations. They may be crummy, too. I don't know.
But you know, well, I'll tell you.
I had several of them.
Sharon's roommate, I was down at Broward Hall getting a cup of coffee yesterday morning, and Sharon's roommate came over. I didn't know it was Madam's house cat, you know. She bought a tray at the table, you know, and she pulled her chair out and she said, are you cooking? Yes, ma'am, can I help you? Melvin, he was sitting over there. Jerry, with my assistant superintendent, was sitting over there. You know. I said, yes, ma'am, can you help me? I think her name's Paul or something. Or Joy or something. Anyway, I didn't forget. He said, I'm Sharon's roommate. He said, I've heard a lot of talk about you and your horses, your wagon, and that new gold Chevrolet pickup.
She knew you,
all right? Yeah. And she went on with a bunch of hogwash. Want to see the horse work? I said, we'll beat the ranch this weekend, and you can sure see.
Well,
thank
we enjoyed the visit.
We
Yeah, we're glad you're back safely. You got to work all night. And I'm just yawning my head off. I guess it's because.
Oh, I hope not. You know it's going to eventually, but.
Yeah.
Not for 3 or 4 days. It's not showing up yet. You know, this is really big something if this is kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
oh, this drizzle and a little light rain, it was really good. You got the light on, Luke?
Channel 2 right around 800 to 900, and the end of the visit with Cook and Helen this Thursday, the 2nd of December, 71. Their first visit after they got back from their long weekend, Thanksgiving weekend in West Virginia. Channel 2 right around 800, 900, and the end of the visit with Cook and Helen this Thursday, the 2nd of December, 71. First visit after they got back from West Virginia and the long Thanksgiving weekend.